You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I gotta tell you, I would love a patient to come in and say, I got a bad case of love. You know, wouldn't that be the perfect patient? Somebody not complaining about their copay, not complaining that you didn't call them back. That would be nice. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Boy, you guys are lucky. It's like a doc in the box, isn't it? Right? You're just driving around in your cars and you get to hear my lovely voice. Me, 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 me. Right? It's kind of like, you know, drive-through doc. I mean, that's how medicine's going to be later anyway. I mean, already they're trying to organize how you can see your patient through Skype. Your patient can email you or Skype you with their problems. You do everything over the computer so they don't have to pay. Of course, the doctor's doing this by free. But honestly, there's going to be drive-through clinics. Think about this. It'll be something like this, all right? You know, a car kind of drives up and you're like, Uranus Medical Clinic, we probe you pay. I would like a Z-Pack. And some cough syrup for my cough. Would you like to be examined and come in? Oh, no. I'll just drive by. I know my symptoms. Will that be it for today, ma'am? Let me ask my husband. Husband, yo, I want Viagra. Do you have any Viagra in stock? Yes, we do. What do you want, 50 milligrams or 100 milligrams? What do you want? He wants the 100 milligrams. Will that be it, ma'am? No, I also have a rash. I can't see it from here, ma'am. You need to pull up. Which window? Window number one to pay. Window number two to see. Oh, all right. Hold on. But it's in my nether regions. No problem, ma'am. Just pull up. I mean, is that how we're going to do medicine later? I got to tell you, I am sorry. I am not going to work a drive-through window. I used to work at Jack in the Box. I worked at Jack in the Box when I was in college. I didn't have a car. And there was, for those of you in the Las Vegas area, you know exactly which Jack in the Box I worked at. I went to UNLV for undergrad, and I didn't have a car, and so I lived in an apartment nearby, so I'd walk to work, get off work at 11 o'clock at night, but I'd walk around with a racquetball racket because I was scared to death walking around at night. I thought, you know, 11 o'clock was late, but I worked at that Jack in the Box on the corner of Maryland Parkway and Tropicana, and, you know, it'd be freezing. You know, late desert nights are pretty cold, and I'd be freezing, and we didn't have any jackets, and I'd be doing the whole drive-through thing. And no, I'm not doing that again. I'm not doing drive-through medicine. I know they want to save money, and they want you to be able to communicate, you know, with your doctor by computer and by Skype. And I mean, how am I supposed to do a pap smear through the computer? How am I supposed to evaluate a rash? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you can look at pictures. No. When we look at rashes, we like to feel the rash. We like to touch it. Well, my doctor never touches me. Well, you know, he should. In order to really get the good feel of a rash, you have to touch it. If somebody has red spots on their body, red spots, which could be a sign of vasculitis, inflammation of the blood vessels, which could also be a sign of some systemic disease, you need to kind of press on it and see if it blanches and goes white. Or if it doesn't and it stays dark. I mean, you need to touch the patient. You need, just like with any other hands-on profession, with plumbing, with electrician, you know, doing AC work, you have to touch the patient. I don't know how this is going to go if we start using computers. Yeah, and patients get mad at me all the time. I mean, you know, you wonder why people badmouth me on the internet. Oh, they badmouth me left and right. I will not write you a medication over the phone. No, I won't. I had somebody call up, hasn't seen me in a year, saying, I have a cold sore. I need you to call in more medication. All right? Well, I can't tell you, you know, how many, shall I say, oral cancers or cancers of the mouth or some other issues were going on, and the person just chalked it up to maybe being a cold sore. No. No way. I'm not going to lose my license because you don't want to come in. Now, I mean, I understand people don't have money and they can't come in to see the doctor. I understand that. I have a heart. I mean, I have a heart and, you know, I do a lot of things gratis. You do. I mean, I was taught early on that you need to assume you're going to be giving away $2,000 to $5,000 a month. $2,000 to $5,000 a month in free services. I still think that number is an understatement. I mean, you do. You do. And but at some point, you also need to practice ethical medicine. And no, I do not like practicing over the phone. I had one lady, she called up, and one of my nurses came running up to me. Oh, for those of you who know, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Yeah, no, don't turn it off. I know, see, you were like, oh, wait a second, this is a good show. Right? Before I said my name. That's what I should do. I should pretend to be Rush Limbaugh. then you all will keep me on speed dial on your radio, right? Or the preset. Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, see, I'm pretty impressive. All right. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one of my nurses comes running up to me saying, Dr. Dolly, you gave a medication to a patient. She's having a bad reaction to it. Kind of told her to stop it. Now I'm in the middle of something. I'm like, you know, I think I'm, you know, taking out a lesion or a mass or something. So I'm doing some in-office surgery. And I'm like, fine, absolutely, told her to stop it. And they're like, well, wait a second. What's the patient's symptom and what's the medication? It's her diabetes medication, glucophage, and she says it's giving her neck pain. I'm like, what? Nah, come in. Well, she doesn't want to come in. She just wants to stop the medicine and see you next week. No, come in. So the patient was ticked. Patient said, why do I have to come in? Why do I have to pay? You gave me a side effect. No. She had shingles. She was starting a big, nasty shingles rash on her neck. Yet she thought she correlated it because it happened the same day that she started taking a diabetic medication. And the diabetic medication had nothing to do with it. So you see, you may think there's a cause and effect. You may think you know what's going on. But, you know, a doctor can't tell unless they see you. Right? You know, visualizing what's wrong really helps with the diagnosis. Now, I can't tell you how many times my patients do diagnose themselves. You know, we were taught in medical school, let the patient talk, because a lot of times they'll give you the diagnosis. And as a medical student, and I really wasn't the brightest, shall we say, I'd take any suggestions when I was sitting there. So yeah, we're supposed to shut up and let the patient talk. But sometimes the patients could correlate two different things. You could correlate two different things, and it's not that. And the doctor has to go, wait a second, I have a neck pain, and you just took a diabetic medication. And if the two aren't related, we got to figure out why the hell you have a neck pain. Well, the woman had shingles. We cleared her up. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Greetings again. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner. But we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is a time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't, and opportunity's knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Everybody, back to work. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know for some reason we still have this quote, no routes found when you call the number, and then it goes to GCN. That's how the number line is working. It's not going to say hi. Welcome to the Dr. Dahlia Show. It's going to say GCN Live because my show is now with Genesis Communications Network. That's why it's so much better. Do you notice that? Uh-huh. Yeah, see, the singing is so much better. You know, yeah. So that, you know, I mean, Kadon was awesome, but they couldn't airbrush my singing like I needed them to. So, you know, if you get, I don't know why it says no routes found. That must be the carrier, but just stay on the line. Then it'll say GCN Live. You're going in the right direction. If you need a GPS telling you, just type in Dr. Dahlia Show. It'll get you where you need to go. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, or of course we're taking your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, and of course, please follow me on Twitter. So we got a lot to talk about today. There's a scientist who claims he could turn your brown eyes blue. All right, what's that song? Gonna make my brown eyes blue. All right, so no, he sings better than I do. But yeah, he could take brown eyes and make them blue. We're going to talk about that today. We're also going to talk about how scientists have claimed they were able to stop aging in the laboratory, just stop aging. And they did this in rats. So we're going to talk about that. This is kind of pretty cool stuff. And you know how last week I said there were studies saying Chantix is fine. There's no psychological issues with Chantix, which is the smoking cessation medication. Well, today it says Chantix raises suicide risks. So they're making me look like a complete idiot, of which, you know, happens pretty frequently in the medical circle. So we need to talk about that and why they keep going back and forth. Last week they say it isn't. This week they say it is. I mean, you know, they're making us schizophrenic. No wonder people are complaining about having psychological issues with Chantix. You know, they go back and forth, back and forth. Now it does. Now you see it. Now you don't. All right. This is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So this is kind of interesting. Oneida, New York. For any of you who did some trick-or-treating in New York a couple days ago. Now, I know some of you had to postpone trick-or-treating to later in the week. Some of you are going to be trick-or-treating today. Some of you are going to be trick-or-treating tomorrow because of the power outages. Well, apparently those who actually went trick-or-treating night, which was Halloween night, October 31st, there was a teenager that came home after trick-or-treating, and she put one of those super bubble gums, gums in the mouth. You know those like 5-cent bubble gums in the yellow, blue, pink wrapper, red wrapper? She said she put it in her mouth, and it tasted bitter and tin-like and made her lips somewhat numb. So her mother then tasted the gum, confirmed this, and contacted the police. So now they have issued a warning. Now, the gum has been sent to the lab. Nothing's been confirmed if it's been tainted, but they have a warning out now to, you know, for those of you trick-or-treating in that area, especially the super bubble gum, to examine any pieces and, you know, they say use at your discretion if you want to consume it. Here's my problem with super bubble gum, and I don't want to rip on the company by any means. The first, I should say, 7 to 8 seconds of chewing that gum is very tasty. But that gum loses its flavor so gosh darn fast, and then it tastes kind of ucky. Do you notice that? You know, other gum, all right, the flavor goes away, but then it's flavorless. With this, after it loses its flavor, which is pretty quickly, I just don't like the taste. And I never like to criticize a product. I really don't, because again, I am giving you a compliment. It is the best tasting bubble gum the first 7 seconds. Okay. I'm not trying to do a commercial for you, but it's not my favorite gum by any means. It's my worst gum because, I don't like the way it tastes after 7 seconds. So again, you know, check your kids' candy. I mean, and usually that pink bubble gum, it's hard. Notice that it's hard. And maybe it's old. I mean, I don't know what would do, you know, people are like, well, what chemical could do that? What could make something taste like tin and bitter and cause, you know, lip numbness? I don't know. A variety of chemicals could do that. Or maybe it was just a bad piece of gum. You know, I mean, a lot of people, they don't get rid of their candy and they're diabetic. They may reuse it a year later. Not that gum should turn bad a year later, but, you know. So what I would do is I would probably, I'm going to pull up another story because that just reminded me of another story I want to pull up. If I were you, Jessica, check the candy. I don't want to say not to eat, you know, the, super bubble gum and the wrapper, but, just, you know, check your candy. Okay. Now I love history. I love going back into history and, looking at old articles. So I have a flashback here. This is a news flash from 1932. All right. William Wrigley, right? Wrigley gum, right? Died at the age of 70 years old today. Now this is 1932, right? And he died of indigestion. People were dying of indigestion. Was it because of the gum? I doubt it. I doubt it. You know, the Wrigley's bought Catalina Island. I'm sure many of you guys know that in California. You know, Catalina Island, the beautiful island of California, the Wrigley's bought that, I believe, 1919. Yeah. They bought it and then they turned it into a tourist destination. It's gorgeous. I've only been there once, but it is exquisite. But boy, Wrigley gum, smart guy, this William Wrigley, but he died of indigestion. And, you know, what does that mean? Did he have an ulcer? Did he, have an ulcer that bled? Did he have what they thought was heartburn and it was a heart attack? So I always love reading old articles and old magazines. I mean, this comes from, this was from January 27th, 1932. But they say he died at age 70. Very interesting. You know, like they used to call tuberculosis consumption. You die of consumption, but they were talking about tuberculosis. So I like doing it. I want to later go back every now and then, just kind of go back through the history of things and, you know, give you guys a little piece here and there. I just think that stuff is absolutely fascinating. I think I have another little history thing. This is interesting. In 1915, this is a news flash from 1915. Okay. January 6, 1915. Apparently the French army and the German army have actually made an agreement that before a certain hour in the morning, before going on the battlefield, there's supposed to be no killing. So then men are allowed to wash up and make their toilet for the day. All right. So I guess what the Germans and the French decided to do here in 1915 was make an agreement that everybody could go toilet. Is that what they called it back then? You go toilet? See, that's interesting. They said wash and go toilet. See, now we say, you know, take a crap or something. They said go toilet. I don't think we've really changed in euphemisms. So, if this was 1915, any of you on the battlefield in the German army or French army would have some time in the morning to toilet. That's pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff. All right, let's talk about this. I think it's really cool. Now, I have blue eyes. So this doctor now that can turn brown eyes into blue wouldn't really affect me. I mean, my eyes used to be very, very pretty blue. And now that you're aging, you know, the blue starts to change. You know, that's a sign of aging. Your iris starts to fade in its color. The younger you are, the more rich color. Do you notice that? And then as you age, the iris becomes a lot lighter. You know, older individuals, it's almost like a light baby blue. You know, whereas that dark blue you had as a kid, you start to lose. So anyway, let me see. This Dr. Greg Horner from Stroma Medical in California says his Luminize technology uses a laser tuned in at a specific frequency to turn brown eyes blue. Basically, what it does is removes a brown pigment. And the brown pigment's from melanin, all right? It's the top layer of the iris. Now, okay, if you look at your eye, the white part of the eye is basically your conjunctiva. That's the kind of the white part. And then your color is the iris, the colored part. And then the black part is the pupil. And the pupil is kind of what dilates and constricts, kind of like a camera would, you know, as you're trying to focus. And then the lens is in the center of your pupil. And then you have the cornea that lies over. The cornea is on the outside. That's what lies over the pupil and the iris and the lens. And then you put your contact lens over the cornea. So that's kind of a quick anatomy lesson in ophthalmology here. So what they say they could do is with this laser, they remove the melanin or the pigment from the eye, and then it leaves the blue that's remaining. They said it took them 10 years, and it is reversible because once you get rid of that brown tissue, it doesn't regenerate. And let me see. I don't know how much. It says it's 500,000 euros. I'd have to convert that. I used to know how to convert euros to dollars. But then, of course, you know, the value of the dollar changed, and I didn't want to depress myself. All right. They say the blue eye is not opaque, so you can see deeply into it, while brown eyes are very opaque. Ah, so he likes the idea of having blue eyes because then you could see into the soul. You know, when I try to look at my kids' eyes, you know, they try to go cross-eyed. They try to go all googly-eyed on me. Yeah, you know, if you have blue eyes, that's an autosomal recessive gene, whereas brown eyes is dominant. The majority of people have brown eyes. It's a much more dominant gene. I think brown eyes are gorgeous. You know, if I were you, I mean, if you have brown eyes, also brown eyes make you look younger because brown is a darker color than blue. The lighter the eyes, the older you look. So maybe keep it dark. Nice brown eyes. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter. But do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I'm looking at this Justin Bieber. Did you hear about this? We talked about this yesterday. One of the hours of our show. There's a lady that is trying to file a paternity suit on Justin Bieber. Now, I don't know how old Justin Bieber is, but I doubt he's old enough to produce sperm. Well, this woman alleges that Justin Bieber fathered her baby. Now, of course, the Bieber camp is saying, liar, liar, pants on fire. Oh, he's 17. Okay? This was a 20-year-old woman, Miss Yeter, I think. Melissa, what's her name? Mariah Yeter is the one filing a paternity lawsuit saying she had sex with Bieber, an image I don't even want to fathom. After one of his concerts at Staples Center in October 2010, she said she gave birth to a boy in July and believes the teen heartthrob is the father because there were no other possible men she had sex with at the time. But he's not a man. I was just actually surprised that he even reached puberty. I don't know. He's very feminine looking. You can be feminine looking and still produce sperm. Now, of course, Bieber denies it. They'll probably do I think he said, I did not have sex with that. I did not have sex with that woman. What are they saying? I don't know. I mean, he hasn't even finished school yet. All right, but you know what? Kids are having sex all the time. I mean, you know, I delivered a girl who was 12 years old, so she had sex when she was 11. So I shouldn't be so naive. I mean, Justin Bieber's old enough to have sex. It's just, ugh, please. And, Reno, if any of your kids idolize him, really? Really? All right. Now, if it turns out he is a good kid, this woman is lying. He's a good kid, goes to church, you know, studies the Bible, goes, you know, is doing school, getting good grades, giving to charity and, you know, doing a lot of public work and community service. Okay, then he's a good guy. He's a good guy. But, you know, I prefer my role models, you know, to have some talent. All right. I don't want to rip on the Beeb. I know some of you really, really, really like the Beeb. Okay. All right. Now, you know, this kid, I don't think will ever age. I don't see how, but we're going to talk about aging because this is some fascinating stuff. All right. So scientists have been able to delay aging in mice. All right. And how they did this, it's fascinating. Okay. Now they call these, you have these cells as we age that retire or scientists are calling them deadbeat cells. And basically what they do is they no longer divide. They no longer really do anything. But unfortunately that when they stop dividing, rather than just going away and being flushed out of the immune system, like with younger people, they stick around and then they kind of produce chemicals that damage adjacent tissue, cause inflammation and can cause issues and signs of aging. And we're going to go through signs of aging, which I think is going to depress the heck out of us. Well, what they did is, now who are these scientists? I want to give them credit because this is some pretty cool stuff. Oh, scientists at the Mayo Clinic. All right, Mayo Clinic, no wonder. All right, and it's published in the journal Nature, right? If you ever want a good journal, Nature. No, it's not going to be like National Geographic. No boobies in that one. Just Nature. Probably going to be a lot of plants. Okay, what they did is they used mice that were genetically engineered with these quote-unquote senescent cells or deadbeat cells that carry a molecule called capsase 8. So this molecule are on the cells that just kind of hang around and do nothing. That's why they call them deadbeats, right? They activate this capsase 8 with some drugs. It drills a hole in these deadbeat cells, kills them, so they can't release the damaging chemicals. Now, when they did this, they noticed that they were able to delay aging in mice. Now, what they looked at was cataract formation, right? When you start to get a cloudy lens in your eye, that's a sign of aging. Muscle tissue wasting is a sign of aging, and loss of fat deposits under the skin. So they found that those three symptoms were, quote-unquote, dramatically delayed when they treated the animals with this drug that had this capsase 8 on them. I know it kind of sounds a little complicated. I'm still trying to figure this out. Now, again, the treatment had no effect on lifespan. So, you know, the mice will still die whenever they're supposed to die. But if they could slow down the process of aging, maybe we won't have to Botox and do collagen and cosmetic surgery as much. And imagine if that would also preserve some of our organs. I mean, isn't it funny? Me as a woman, the first thing I think about is, facial signs of aging. I'm not worried about the kidney and the pancreas. I should be, but I'm like, oh my God, you know, I got to look good. You know, if I later do TV, you know, if I later do anything in television, I mean, I'm now in my 40s. I'm going to have to figure out how to hide my age. Well, first of all, I'm not going to tell anybody my age. All right, just because you all know my age, right, and then you all can kind of calculate it out. I think it's also on Wikipedia. I think my age is on Wikipedia. I need to do something about it because I'm going to have to lie, right? I'm going to, like Christie Brinkley, nobody knows how old she is. She always looks like she's in her 20s. That's what I want to do. Although I don't look like I'm in my 20s, and I really don't look like her. Well, what are you going to do, Christie Brinkley? I mean, I could try. I could dye my hair. Right, you know, sing Holiday Road. Okay, anyway, so signs of aging. You know, when you look at a woman's face or a man's face as he ages, a big thing is the fat. That's why heavier people look younger. You notice that? Somebody that's very, very heavy looks younger than someone who's slimmer. Because when you lose fat around the face, you start to get that sunken look. The eyes start to sink in. Remember I talked about the irises and the color of the irises? The color of the irises starts to lighten. That's why one trick of the trade is, even though I have, you know, LASIK, I had LASIK, if I want to look younger, you get dark clear, contacts with no prescription, because the darker the eye color, the more vibrant the eye color, the younger you look. You also start to get wrinkles. Your skin starts to wrinkle. You lose collagen in the skin as well as the fat. You get little crow's feet up above your nose. You get these marionette lines, or jowls, you know, in the face, like Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis, very handsome, right? That man, as he ages, he is gorgeous. Even losing his hair, right? And walking around bald. Gorgeous man, but he has huge marionette lines. Those lines that connect the nose to the mouth like a marionette puppet. We call them marionette lines. Brad Pitt, and I can't confirm this, but I mean, it was so apparent. Looks like he was getting some marionette lines. He did some collagen, and there's a couple pictures of him from years ago where it just looked horrible. I mean, somebody did a bad job on him, and then collagen wears off after a while. But, of course, the grain of the hair, you seem to get more spots as we age, because of, your melanin seems to be a little bit more hyperactive in that respect, but also other issues of aging. Remember, we had a caller yesterday that was talking about how, he's gaining weight and he can't get the weight off. Well, of course, your metabolism drops. Your metabolism drops, your fat increases, you lose your muscle. And some people say you lose about 7 pounds of muscle per decade, and this usually accelerates after age 45. That's why all these growth hormone and testosterone and anti-aging regimens include that, because they want to increase your muscle. And even though I'm not the biggest fan of people taking these injections, there is some logic behind that. You increase your muscle mass, you increase your metabolism, you increase the way you look, you start to displace some of the fat, especially the abdominal fat that's healthy for you, increase your aerobic capacity, increase your sensitivity to insulin so you don't get diabetic, you decrease your LDL cholesterol, you can decrease your blood pressure, pretty good stuff. Now, bone mineral density, you start to lose your bone density. That's a biggie. Of course, kidney functions. We lose some neurons in the brain, which could also put us at risk for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, etc. Our hormones drop. Men lose testosterone. Women lose estrogen. Of course, our sex drive drops. Serotonin drops. You know, a lot of people are like, well, I don't want an antidepressant. I'm not depressed. But we turn into grumpy old men. You know that movie, Grumpy Old Men? Right? You know, you see your kids, your grandkids are all giggling. Right? You know, yet as we age, we don't giggle. You know, I never really saw a grandma or grandpa giggle, and it's because the serotonin dropped. So, you know, there's a lot of changes, and including vision, hearing, etc. So it'll be interesting to see what they could do. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125/80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Your email is at drdahlia.com. Please, of course, visit my website because we are still booking for the Alaskan cruise. I know some of you are like, gosh, Dahlia, but that's months away. I mean, you aren't talking about till next June. But here's the thing. These things book up early, and, you know, whenever you want to plan your summer vacation, you got to do it early. You need to relax. Right? You need to figure out what you're going to wear. You're going to figure out if you want to lose weight or not lose weight. You got to plan your vacation ahead of time, all right? Especially if you want to get a good rate. And then, of course, you can follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Facebook. I always put some pretty cool stuff. All right, so now this new study says Chantix raises suicide risk. We talk about Chantix all the time. Do you ever wonder that maybe some of the marketing people for Chantix is doing this on purpose? Right? You have one study that says it's bad, one study says it's good. Just you keep talking about it still? Well, I don't know. These are, which researchers are this? These, let me see. It just says Pfizer smoking cessation drug carries too many risks and should only be tried when all other treatments fail, researchers said. Chantix said was 8 times more likely to be linked with a reported case of suicidal behavior or depression than other nicotine replacement products. It say these studies contradict the two studies released last month by the FDA that showed Chantix does not increase the risk of being hospitalized for psychiatric problems or depression. Right? But the agency said that those studies were flawed because they were too small. Come on. All right. So let me see. I think this was from the Public Health Sciences at Wake Forest Baptist Medical Hospital. All right. I mean, you know what? They go back and forth. Here's my thing. If you take the medication and you don't feel right or you feel like something's kooky, you go off of it. All right? If you can't quit smoking any other way, you know, I mean, you and the doctor may have to discuss going on a medication like this. It's not something I could decide for you. All right? Yes, you need to quit smoking. All right? If you're not worried about cancer, at least worry about your other family members. Okay, because when you smoke, you could be giving them secondhand smoke. You could be giving your grandchildren thirdhand smoke because they pick it up from clothes and they pick it up from the carpets and the chairs and the upholstery and the drapes. All right, so you know, unselfishly, it's good to quit smoking. But the other thing too is, you know, I have many stubborn people in my family, and we've had extremely stubborn people in the family, and they think that if they smoke, they'll get cancer. Or maybe they'll get a heart attack. And what they don't realize is they could get COPD. Now, COPD, like emphysema, very similar to asthma, is a very, very uncomfortable disease. When you get exacerbations and you can't breathe, that is a horrible, horrible way to live. And so many people, they do really well. They don't have any breathing problems until they get a cold or they get the flu or they get pneumonia. Then they're put in the hospital and sometimes actually put on an intubator. One of my family members, she goes, Dahlia, I have never been sick a day of my life. Well, she was a heavy smoker. She got sick and I get a call that she had to be intubated and put on a ventilator because her lungs just crumped. Now, thank God she survived and they were able to wean her off the ventilator. She's home now. She doesn't smoke anymore. But you aren't going to get sick gradually. That's what I keep telling everybody. All right? You know, everybody's like, Dahlia, when I start to see things go wrong, then I'll come and see you, or then I'll quit smoking, or then I'll get my colonoscopy, or then I'll get the mammogram. You know, they always say that. If I start to feel a lump, then I'll go and get a mammogram. Okay, well, by the time you feel a lump, that could be too late. Or, you know, Dr. Dahlia, if I start to lose weight and if I start to see blood in the stool, then I'll get a colonoscopy. Well, if you're losing weight and there's blood in the stool, again, that could be stage 4 colon cancer. You know, everybody thinks that you gradually get sick, that it's linear, and it's not. It's exponential. You go from 0 to 90. That's what happens. So, you know, I've said for years I've been a fan of this Chantix because it's been around a few years because it's helped many of my patients quit smoking. And as a doctor, I want people to get off smoking. I do. I think it's senseless. I understand that it's very easy for me to say and it's very difficult to do. I understand that. I'm not addicted to nicotine. I couldn't imagine what you guys are going through. But as a doctor, I still have to tell you, you got to stop. Okay? I'm addicted to chocolate and Ho-Hos. All right, I'm going to have to one day kick that habit. I'm going to have to lay off the chocolate. It's going to be hard. It's not going to be fun. I may have to be hooked up to an insulin drip, but I'm going to, you know, I mean, there are some things we are just going to have to do. Rip off the bandage. And I've been a fan of Chantix. However, you know, it's not worth dying over. So, I mean, if you think you're going to get suicidal or you think you're prone to depression, then no, the medicine's not for you. But if you're like, you know what, I feel good, I'm happy, I'm going to check in with my doctor, I'm going to have my family members watch me. You know, right now it's still on the market, so it still may be a possibility. All right, now we have a few more minutes left of the show. There's a few really interesting stories I want to talk about, and I'm probably going to talk about more in the next hour for those of you that could hang on to the next hour. But one very interesting study that came out today is they found that drugs that can fight herpes, right? Type 1 herpes, cold sores, type 2 herpes, genital, may actually slow down Alzheimer's. Now, this is fascinating, okay? Herpes type 1 is very common, and many of us have herpes type 1. If you've ever had a cold sore, you've been exposed to herpes type 1. That's a herpes virus, right? Now, what they found is cells infected with herpes type 1 show a buildup of the proteins that are kind of the same proteins that damage the brains of people with Alzheimer's. And when they treat these cells with acyclovir, which is a very common antiviral that we use for cold sores and type 1 herpes, it significantly reduced the accumulation of these proteins in the brain. Remember, Alzheimer's has amyloid plaques and these protein buildups, and that's why people get the dementia, and it's a very progressive. Well, they're saying that acyclovir significantly reduces accumulation of these proteins. Now, what they're doing is they're entertaining the idea that herpes causes Alzheimer's. We're not talking so much genital herpes as much as type 1 herpes. They say more than 80% of Americans are infected with herpes simplex virus. All right? And they say having herpes in the brain has been shown to be a risk factor for Alzheimer's disease in people with certain genetic mutations, they say. So one treatment, I mean, they may put people on prophylactic acyclovir. It's very low risk. I mean, I have people on people that don't want to get cold sores because they're in show business or lawyers who have to have to be in court. When they start to get nervous, they'll take these medications on a regular basis. Or people with genital herpes, they'll take the medications to prevent giving their partner genital herpes. I mean, it lowers transmission, not to 100%. So people have been taking these medications for years, and we haven't seen any side effects. So there's an idea where you treat a person with acyclovir. And remember the tau protein? We were talking about the tau protein being high in Alzheimer's. Acyclovir, this medication, eliminates the tau protein, they say, almost completely. So, I mean, I didn't see this one coming. Treating Alzheimer's with herpes medication. I know some of you are like, wait a second. I don't have herpes. I don't have type 1 herpes. A lot of you carry it and you don't know. All right? And you got it because your mom would give you kisses when you were a baby, or you and mom would share your sippy cup. You know, I would always test my kids' drink by drinking their sippy cup. I've never really suffered from cold sores that affect the outer lip. I've gotten canker sores, but usually canker sores isn't herpes. And one option, if you're wondering if you have herpes or not, the type 1 or type 2, you know, there is a herpes test you could take. And you know, the type 1 oral herpes, a lot of us carry, even though we may not get cold sores. And they're saying if you're a carrier of this, it may be a risk factor for Alzheimer's. But 80% of us, I mean, one of the reasons why we as doctors don't do the test is because the majority of people are positive for it. You know, I mean, remember when we were younger, we'd drink from a drinking fountain, but would put our mouth on the drinking fountain? You know, kids, most of us who have type 1 herpes got it as kids, and the kids gave it to each other. So, you know, and then later, you know, when you're doing kissy-kissy with other people, too. But I just think that's fascinating if it could be as simple as that. It's not going to be as simple as that. It never is. It never is. All right, guys, great show. If this is your stop, I will talk to you tomorrow. If it's not your stop and you can stay on another hour, keep listening. We're on GCNLive.com. And, of course, our number is 1-877-DOC-DOLLY if you want to call and get your questions answered. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.